Yes, welcome to the Game Manx Podcast. This is episode 168. Today is April 29th, 2012, and this is the official podcast of BrooklynKing.com. And I'm your host, Brooklyn, coming to you live from Atlanta, GA, and USA, and acronym crazy. And of course, in order of appearance, we have Scatino, aka Scat.
What up?
Coming to you live from Manchester, UK.
Yeah.
And last but certainly not least, we have Chauncey True Talon.
Stroke.
Coming to you live from Grand Rapids, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that's all good, Michigan.
Yeah.
Word up. Yeah, so we're back in this bitch. The official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. Up in ya. Up in ya. I was listening to the Dre 2001 and The Chronic recently, so I've been like coming with all the D's Nuts jokes and $20 sack pyramid jokes and all of that shit. Skits. What happened to skits? What happened to albums with funny skits?
Man, I missed that $21. What was
that? $20 sack pyramid.
They was snapping on that stuff. Oh my god.
So I just,
your mom would say.
I just miss when albums had dope skits. Like, what happened to creativity in music? I don't know. But anyway.
Dope skit, great interludes.
Right. But we're here to talk about games. So, but games have music in them. Very vaguely loose connections. So, Talon, you were talking about Skullgirls. So, what were you saying? You was basically saying that, no, Battle Royale. You said the two people in the fighting game scene are working on the game?
Yes, Maj and Edma.
Really?
But, you know, what was it? Didn't he play CBS 2?
He played Ken.
He was one of the Street Fighter 4's, like, best in the West when it first came out.
Yeah, he was, like, top 8 consistently.
Yeah, he placed top 8 at EVO that year, I believe.
Yeah. Definitely top 8. He was, like, the dude who made me get hyped about Ken when Street Fighter 4 Vanilla was out. And he was doing those combos with the, you know, low kick, standing punch, hurricane kick, those type of like shenanigan combos that was getting people like caught up. That was pretty dope. I was liking that. Yeah. Then he switched to Akuma or whatever. Everybody jumped ship.
Yeah.
Ken deserves better.
You got it. You can't forget about Myers, aka Mr. Sonic Hurricane himself.
Oh, really?
Quincy Manuel. He was the one who did the, what was that Ryu exhibition, that video, when it keeps switched in from Street Fighter 1, Street Fighter 2, CVS 2, it all linked together.
Oh, word.
One of the greatest, it was a combo video. It's stuff is so fantastic. But Maj is great, man. He knows the game from front to back. He was the Desk before Desk.
Oh, Desk, his shit is dope.
Yeah.
The only thing about Desk stuff is that most of it doesn't seem practical in the game context, right? Like, he does a lot of his videos is like in training mode, but then it's like you don't really see none of his stuff in like tournaments. Or I'm not downing or knocking him because I think his videos are phenomenal, but it is a difference between being able to execute that in a training mode and then executing it when the pressure's on you, right? It's like way different.
Yes.
Yeah. Tournament
like,
play is
if you
like
do something like that, like crazy 99 hit combos out of nowhere. Like what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real. So it's I don't know. That's like. But Skullgirls. So you, were in a tournament, Skullgirls tournament. How'd that go? Like, what did you? What were the takeaways about the game that you would say? Like, what characters you think are trash? What characters are all the people using in tournaments? Like, what would you say? What's your advice about that shit?
Okay. the thing is, since Skullgirls is a new game, I play the game like Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Mm-hmm.
So while everybody's playing two characters, I play three.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, when you play one character, you get 28,000 health.
Right.
For one character. And your combo, your damage output is 1.7.
Right.
And then if you play two characters,
it splits it up.
You get 1.3 for your damage, and you get 16 for your health. Well, if you have three, you have 14,000 for your health and one.
So you think playing three characters is more advantageous than one?
Yeah.
Wasn't the whole point of what they did was to scale it so if you were a three team versus a one person playing one character, it would be still fair because it scaled the damage and output and your health for the three characters?
Yes. Yeah.
Why are you advantaged by using three?
Because I play Peacock, right? That's That's Cable, Marvel 2 Cable. Zoner, you know, I'm throwing fireballs, chucking plasma, all that. And I'm playing Cerebella, who's one of the hardest hitter in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But how I have Cerebella is I have her with the anti-air assist, like anti-air grab as my assist. So if you're jumping at me, I'm grabbing you.
Right.
So you got the whole, you got to hit block. You're gonna jump for it, hit block. It's just at Peacock. Peacock can teleport to the other side, so I can cause ambiguous mix-ups.
Are you doing like combos with different characters by jumping off and on the screen by switching characters? You're doing switch character combos?
I'm not doing character combos. I'm using characters to bait. So if Cerebella get hit, right? Because if, like, say I call her out and you hit her before anything, if I see her getting hit, I'll teleport with Peacock to the other side behind you and use her as the bait so I can do a combo on you. And then I play Double also, who has the best assist in the game. It's a butt slam, and it does three hits, two hits high and the third hit low. So when the butt slam is hitting you, I'll fake a teleport and drop a bomb on you with Peacock. So like, I don't even have to teleport behind you. I can teleport in one spot and then just push a button and you'll catch a bomb. So yeah, I'm playing dirty. I'm playing dirty as fuck. I don't care. I am super dirty. So yeah, and it, like, I just like, I feel like the game is built for three players. I mean, three characters, not two or not one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everybody's losing. Well,
so
you see the technology.
So what characters are most people using then? What are the
The number one character I see when I play online is
Parasol?
Miss Fortune.
Oh, Miss Fortune?
Parasol. Yeah, Miss Fortune is like really good. Cause she can lose her head, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cause there's that infinite protection thing. But since the head is on the ground, you can continue to do combos with the head on the ground. Not worry about nothing, so the infinite protection will happen.
Talon is getting mad technical. I'm trying to get a cheat sheet for how to jump in the game. I'm like, yo, what characters are most tournament players with using? And he's like, so if you do a command like, grab.
I also play my team, my first team I was playing was Valentine, Miss Valentine, and Cerebella. And the Cerebella was the copter assist. And since the copter assist, what I was doing, because Miss Valentine has horrible damage output, but she's a reset monster, so I will lock you down with Cerebella's helicopter, which does 8 hits, and you're in block stun. So I have the option of jumping over you to cross up, Or just go low, because I'm sure that you're not going to block low. And since I'm on match, since they have chain combos, you know, chain hits for your combos,
mm-hmm.
I would chain hit medium.
So
she pulls out her saw.
So okay. So as a new player, what would you recommend I use as a character? I'm gonna break it down even
new
further.
New player. Okay, Philia is your Ryu of the game. She don't have fireballs, but she's your Ryu. And then I don't know, and I just went to characters that I felt okay. I went to Miss Valentine first, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I went with her because of her look, because of Kill Bill. She looks like she's the nerd. You remember when Kill Bill, the nerd?
Oh yeah,
second in command, mm-hmm. the nurse. When the nurse went in there with the eye patch and everything, mm-hmm. That's how Miss Pop. That's why I picked her. And I picked Cerebella because when I was in Ohio, I played the second build of the game. Cerebella was so powerful. So I played her because I knew how strong she was. And she's a grappler, but you don't have to do the 360 motions. Like, mm-hmm. spin, you know, turn your stick to do the grabs, you know. You just throw a fireball and hit the grab button. And shit,
I guess it just sounds like I need to jump into that shit and try it out and fucking play it.
It's all the. I have to say, who would you like most likely would be Miss Fortune, because she seemed like the Ken player of the game to me. And
Scat is funny. Scat just changed his Skype photo to the picture of him with his Motor Storm. Fucking hater.
I was waiting for you to know.
Let's talk about that shit. So, yo, that shit is wrong, man.
Yeah, let's go to that, because he was a dick for that shit.
You're wrong, man. I had to laugh, though.
That shit was funny as fuck. I'm not gonna lie, man.
I was heartbroken, dude.
You bought the game, and then you couldn't play it.
Well, see, because people, they took it off PSN because Motor Storm Arctic Edge was taken off PSN because there was an exploit that would allow people to hack and run homebrew on Vita. And it wasn't really like a full hack. Like, it was like you'd have to be in PSP mode or PS1 mode, or I think it was PSP mode. So you really couldn't unlock the Vita stuff. It was kind of like you could run customly built homebrew on Vita. So Sony took that down, and they finally, it took it down for like 3 weeks, finally put it back up like a week ago. And I was like, yeah, it's back. So I went and I bought it. But once I bought it off PSN, I couldn't get it on my Vita. So, like, you can't, it's not in the Vita store, and then it's on the PS3 store, but you can't transfer it from PS3 to Vita because it doesn't recognize it. So I'm like, what the fuck, you know? I'm pissed off. Like, I wouldn't have bought it. I'd have spent that $10 on Skullgirls and put an extra $5 on it, $6 on it. So, but apparently in Europe it works, so I don't know, man. I don't understand why in such a global economy.
Oh yeah, that shit works.
What? What? What are you talking about, Scott? What?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said hell yeah, that shit works.
So have you been playing it? How does it, is it any better on the Vita screen?
No.
What?
It's made me realize how good it actually looks on the PSP.
Really?
You know?
My main complaint with the game was that it was too many particle effects, you know? Like the snow in your face and shit like that. It was just too much for the little PSP screen. That was my main qualm with the game. So what's yours?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Does that sound better?
Yeah.
I think the game's dope. I mean, like I say, the game looked great on PSP anyway, and obviously it doesn't look amazing on the Vita screen because it's like blown up a tiny bit more, but the game still plays great, you know, the level design for what it is, considering it's not made by Evolution, it's still great, and it it's just made me really, really want that a new MotorStorm title, especially for Vita now, because you just know that shit's going to look dope. But yeah, so how much was that? $5.99, I think it was, on the UK store, so...
It was $9.99 in the US store. Which is a great deal for that game, you know? But not a great deal if you can't fucking play it. Like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. It just kind of sucks. Like, why, I don't get that disparity, you know? I think in this type of, like, global economy, there needs to be more synergy between, like, the releases. And I guess that helped me understand your frustrations in general, like, a lot of times. Like, Skullgirls, right? That's a perfect example of something that was released in the US, and then you guys, do you guys have it yet? Like, is it out yet? Over there?
We have it on Xbox Live, but the PSN doesn't get it until next, well, until this coming week.
Oh, okay. Damn, so I can't even post the pictures of that to make you feel jelly.
But I mean the same shit happened with Trine 2. I mean, that come out in the US in December, and then it got released in the UK again on Xbox Live, but, you know, the PSN didn't actually get it until, like, March, so...
Could have played it on 360.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I have the first one on PSN, so okay. I like continuity. Okay.
Yeah. So that kind of bummed me out, you know?
Remember when you couldn't play that shit on us on stream? Oh.
Play what on stream? What?
Yeah.
I don't know. Remember when he tried to play that on, I mean, on Steam?
Oh.
When he tried to play Trine 2?
Oh, Steam. And now it's free.
Oh, hell no. Yeah,
that shit was hilarious.
Trine 2 is about to be free, man. Tomorrow, right? May 1st?
Yeah, get it free tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, Tuesday. Tuesday it's free. Ain't that some shit?
Yep.
It's about a fair price for it.
That whack ass shit.
I didn't really like it too much. I mean, I don't know, man. I didn't think it was bad. I just didn't think it was that good. Like, I just never understood what the hell my point was, like, to follow this orb. Like, okay, I'm gonna follow this orb. At least if it was a princess, I'd be like, at least I'm gonna get some. Like, I don't know. But anyway, let's jump into the news and, you know, talk about that shit.
Fight, boom, boom! Game news this week.
Yeah. Game news this week. So, since we're talking about fighting games, it's only right. Battle Royale. Oh, they could... that's like a temporary name, you know? What's the official name? PlayStation Battle Royale?
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
It just sounds... It doesn't sound like Super Smash Brothers, right? Super Smash Brothers sounds awesome. You know? It sounds like some rock star shit. Super Smash Brothers. Like some porno shit. Super Smash Brothers! Oh, boy. Anyway. So you think Microsoft is going to come out with one? If Microsoft was going to come out one, who would it have in it? It would have Master Chief and fucking dude from Gears of War.
Alan Wake.
Marcus Phoenix. Dude from Alan Wake with a flashlight. Fake ass cop. Who else? What's an exclusive on the Crackdown?
Cops. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? I guess
Fable
they.
Fable guy.
Oh, it'd have like a person from Fable. It would flop. It really would flop. So, what do we know about this PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale? What do we know?
Well, not that much. If they've only like announced a few characters at the moment. So got Kratos in there, Parappa the Rapper, Fat Princess, Sweet Tooth.
It's gonna have somebody from Killzone in it.
Yeah, there's someone from Killzone.
Kratos.
Sly Cooper's in there. They're obviously gonna have Nathan Drake in somewhere down the line.
Right. It got Sly Cooper. Dude from the clown from what's that game? Twisted Metal. I don't know, dude. It looks like damn. It's just sad that they're cloning fucking Nintendo so hard, dude. That shit is pretty sad, but. I'll play it if it's dope.
My concern is, you know, from what I've seen of those videos, it doesn't look like it's going to be worth a full retail price game.
Really?
I think that game to me looked like it'd be perfect for a downloadable title, you know?
Yeah, but you know what, though? The problem with Smash Brothers was that the online was so horrible, right? Like, Super Smash Brothers Brawl... The hype levels for that before it came out was big. Like, I remember that game, like, it had all of the dope characters you wanted it to have. It really did. Like, it had Link, Snake from Metal Gear, shit, you know? Mario, all types of people. But then the online was so horrible, you could never really play it online. Like, I hardly... remember any epic matches with anybody because it was so hard to get a match and the friend codes and all that shit. So I don't think that Super Smash Brothers left the kind of dent that it should have in people, you know, like it basically fell off the map as quick as it was released because the online was pretty horrible. And it wasn't a bad game. It just didn't, it's a kind of game you need a lot of people to play. Yeah, you need a lot of people to play it. I don't have four friends that would be that, like, locally that I could just say, yo, come through and let's play Smash Brothers. I really wish I did, but I don't, you know? So, I think if they nail the online, I think it's gonna be hot, you know? I don't know. We'll see. You'll probably have, like, 50 Kratoses on the screen at once anyway. Everybody's gonna pick Kratos, but Destructoid said that they came pretty excited about it. They say Smash ripoff. Who cares?
Yeah,
it's so-
I mean the
yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, the previews have been positive, but like I say, they need to bring it with like good netcode and a shit ton of modes and everything in order to warrant.
We'll see. They better have that shit on Vita. You know? Cross play.
Huh? Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, like I say, they just need to bring it with a shit ton of content in order to warrant a full retail price, if that's what they're going for. I mean, like I say, to me, it probably looked like it'd be great just as a downloadable title. But, you know, we'll obviously see in the weeks and months to come, obviously at like E3 and that. So, I mean, honestly, when I first watched that video, I wasn't geeked about it. No way, shape, or form. So... Mm-hmm. It's like a wait and see.
Right. It is a wait and see. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's one of those, could be a surprise hit, or it just may be something that you just be like, whatevers, you know? I think you're absolutely right. So, Rayman Legends was another leaked release. I guess the video for it got leaked, and then they just decided to come out and announce it. And I guess, you know what? There's going to be a lot of this in the coming weeks. Like, I guess we should just prepare because E3 is coming up, right? E3 is like a month away. A month and a week or whatever. I'm not going to E3 this year, by the way. I just decided I'm not going. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not hyped about anything this year. Like, what am I hyped about? Like, once I heard that the consoles are not going to be announced, I was just like, what's the point? Like, there's really no dope games on the horizon that I care about. So, why bother? Like, I'd rather just wait, go next year. Maybe I go to Evo instead. Maybe not, you know? Or PAX or something else. I don't know. I'm just not feeling E3 right now. Not without something that I want. Like, last year they had Vita. You know, they had, like, Nintendo had all that stuff. Zelda, that turned out to be boring as hell. And there was just stuff to see. Like, I'm really not feeling it. I don't know. What are you looking forward to in E3? Anything? What? What's going on here?
Yo, Talon got off that 3G.
I can't even hear what the fuck he's saying, can you?
Talon's on that 3G, man. He sounds like shit.
He's on what, the PSP? The Vita?
No.
Oh, fuck, Talon. Call back. Anyway, Scat, what do you think?
Yo, dude's on that 3G, man. I was wondering why it sounded like shit.
I couldn't even hear him. I couldn't hear anything he was been saying.
He just he sent me a message saying I'm on 3G because I sent him one saying, God, this sounds so bad.
What the fuck is he doing? So,
I don't know. So anyway, so half of that I just completely missed what you were saying about E3.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, I was just saying that I'm not going this year because I don't really, like, once they announced that they wasn't going to come out with the new hardware, like the new PS4 and an Xbox 729 or whatever the fuck, I was like, I have no interest. Like, games are just games, you know? Like, last year, at least they had Vita, and they had, like, Nintendo had the Wii U, you know?
Yeah.
And I was excited to, like, see, I knew that there was going to be a new announcement for a new Wii system, and now I'm not really that interested in Wii U, you know? So, I feel like, yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm just not that excited about anything. I think that if they announce a game, I doubt it's going to come out in the fall, you know? Like, I don't know. Yeah. So I already
And apparently Nintendo have said that they're not even announcing actual release dates or pricing at E3 for the Wii U either, which is like,
what the fuck?
You know. So like, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing if they announce the launch titles, you know, things like that. But I think in all honesty, the things that I'm looking forward to the most out of this year is I'm looking forward to seeing more of The Last of Us. They've got to show some gameplay of that.
True.
At E3 this year. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm just looking forward to more Vita titles and what they announce with that, and see what games like coming along, you know. That's the only thing I'm really hyped for. I'm not hyped for the Wii U at all, apart from, like I say, just seeing what games are going to be released for it and what they're going to be doing with the online. I couldn't care less about what Microsoft are doing at the moment. I'm more concerned about the Vita.
Yeah, me too.
Because that system's packing so much heat that get those games on it, man.
I'm not, you know, I'm with you on that. Like, I am, and I'm not. Like, at the same time, I'm not, I don't know. It depends. I think we're all different. Like, I've been playing my Vita a lot recently. Maybe, like, once a day or once every other day. For, like, maybe, like, an hour, maybe less than that. And, like, I don't know. Like, I don't, maybe it's because I don't have that much time, but, like, I still haven't, like, gone through a lot of the games that I have already. Like, I have, like, 5 games loaded on there, maybe 6. And I haven't beaten any of them. So I'm like, if they came out with 4 more games this month, like, what would be the purpose? Like, I wouldn't get to them, and I wouldn't get to enjoy the ones I already have, so I don't know, like, how many, that begs the question, because a lot of people are like, oh, the Vita's bombing, the Vita's gonna die, like, nobody's releasing shit for the Vita, and I'm like, you know, A, the shit just came out in December in Japan, like, let's go by Japan's release date, right? It dropped in December, and here we are 5 months later, and it has at least 12 games for it. Is that not enough? You know, like, I don't know. Like, I think it has enough games. Like, there's games that I want to play on it that I haven't even bought yet. Like, I still want to play the Virtua Tennis. I still want to play Marvel vs. Capcom on it. And there are games that I, like, I'm like, I'm waiting till the price drops because I have all this other stuff. Like, I haven't played Unit 13. I heard good things about that. I haven't, you know, beat Uncharted. I still have Wipeout that I haven't beat yet. You know, like, they're about to drop that expansion for that. Gravity Rush is about to come out. Stardust, I haven't even beat that. Like, this Gaia 3 just came out. I got that. I haven't beat that. That's just going to take forever. Like, this, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know how many games...
I just think that the problem with the Vita launch was that, you know, 90% of the titles were ports anyway from the console versions. So when Come E3
is that a bad thing though? Is that a bad thing? I don't know. I don't think that's a bad thing.
To me, no, it's not a bad thing because Rayman Origins on the Vita is amazing.
Yeah,
I actually beat that version, and I've not beat the PS3 version yet.
Oh wait, you beat the Vita version?
Yeah, I beat
the Vita whole thing. Version.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Because I actually preferred it on the Vita. I prefer
the controls. The
I
feel
preferred
of it.
The controls. Yeah, the clicky controls. It just made it a lot more responsive for me, or it felt more responsive to me. So yeah, I just think, you know, I think at E3 we're definitely gonna get a Call of Duty Vita,
a Killzone Vita.
Killzone. Yeah, well, they've already been announced anyway. We already know.
You're gonna get. They're gonna show it though. Resistance is coming out like hopefully. Next month.
Yeah, Resistance coming out. You know, we've got Assassin's Creed. They're gonna get Assassin's Creed on there. All those big titles are really
BioShock.
Gonna, like, sell the system. BioShock. What I was reading early in the week is that they want to get BioShock Infinite out before they start pushing anything on the Vita version. So I'm not even sure if they've even started development on it. Which I think is a good thing because I want Infinite to be the best game it can be without their attention being drawn somewhere else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, honestly, like I say, I think I'm not worried about the Vita at this moment. A lot of people are. It's bombing, like you've already said, but it's like, come on. There's so many titles out there that and not even on the system yet. Titles that people are going to flock to, you know? Like I said, the Call of Duty's and the Assassin's Creed. In the Japanese market, they're waiting on a Monster Hunter game or some shit like that. You know, that's why I'm not concerned about it. But, you know, I can't wait for those new titles to be announced because I really enjoy the Vita. You know, I can play on the Vita just as much as I can play on the console. And I've said it time and time again because that second analog stick just makes all the difference for me. You know? And I tell you, if they announce MotorStorm, an actual MotorStorm Vita game, not the RC one, at E3, shit's over, I'll be hyped. Because honestly, I don't think we're going to get another MotorStorm game on console, to be honest. But they put that shit on the Vita, then hell yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Like MotorStorm Ultimate Edition with all the tracks from the first one and Pacific Rift and Apocalypse and shit.
If they put Pacific Rift on the Vita, I would just fucking like cream. Change my drawers right quick. Be like, oh, wait 1 second, I need to change my drawers.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, you know, but playing Arctic Edge like yesterday on the Vita, you know, it made me realize just how good that game looked on the PSP, you know, and how well Big actually done with the game. So I'm thinking a Vita version, you know, with better graphics and shit, and a, like, proper online mode, ranking system, hell yeah.
I would just want them to port, they could port straight Pacific Rift and I'll just be awesome. Like, a addition with all of the DLC. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Day one, full price.
And I mean, I hope they do. I mean,
because they were talking
to get those titles.
They were talking so much shit about how easy it is to take a PS3 game and downscale it to Vita when they were about to launch the Vita. That was a big selling point.
Yeah. Put Pacific Rift on that system, budget price. You know. Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy it.
Mm-hmm.
These developers need to listen to what people want and shit.
They really
do. You
know,
we say you put this game on, it'll sell. We'll buy it. Give us these games. Jesus.
Yeah, they're out of touch. So, we were supposed to be talking about Rayman Legends, though. So, as far as that's concerned, like, how do you feel about the move to the 3D engine? Because, like, the 3D rendering, because Rayman Origins is strictly 2D hand drawn, right? And the new engine is a 3D model. So, what do you think about that? Like, based on the video that they leaked, but it's out now.
I think it looks great. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, I was just hyped for it. But after that video actually leaked, Eurogamer actually got in touch with Ubisoft, and what was it? They insisted that the leaked video does not represent the final game or the final version of Nintendo's next console, the Wii U. Apparently, it's an internal video showing images of Rayman Origins sequel. And it was intended as purely internal demonstrative video and in no way represents final game, final console or their features. It was destined as an internal production, just as a prototype basically, but shit, if that's a prototype,
that's some bullshit. That was their E3 reveal video.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean,
that looks exactly like an E3 reveal video.
Yeah, that's what Nintendo were coming out with at their, Ubisoft were coming out with for their shit at their press conference. I don't know who they're trying to kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the game looks great, and I think Wii U, obviously it's got the additional content, but from what they've shown in that video, I'm not really too interested in that, so I'd probably get it on PS3 anyway.
Right.
You know, just for, like I say, continuity with the other one, but fucking more Rayman? Yeah, give me that shit.
Right, yeah, I'm buying two copies. I'm buying one for each system. Straight
hell
up.
Yeah.
That shit is... I, in no way, that's the first game I bought. No, let me not say that. The first game I bought was Wipeout. Haha. And then I ordered that on Amazon before I got my system, and then when I got my system, I went straight to the store and downloaded the digital version of Rayman Origins without hesitation. Like, straight up, I need that. before Peace Walker, before all these other games that I really enjoyed, I went ahead and bought that. So, yeah. Looking forward to that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I still haven't beat Rayman Origins. So, okay, let's talk about Rayman Legends. So, this new version, according to that video, has online multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
Which is what we wanted in the last one, which is going to be sick.
Yeah, but it didn't specifically mention online co-op. It right. looked more like a party game, what it was showing off, but fingers crossed it will have the co-op.
Right. So the worst case scenario is going to be some bullshit like Autolog, right? Where you get ghosts.
Yeah.
Of you download like ghosts of other people's playthrough and you could like try to erase them or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Because the Vita version of Rayman Origins has ghost mode. The PS3 version doesn't. So ghost mode is basically you get to play against yourself to beat your old time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would probably be worst case scenario for Rayman Legends in terms of online functionality. And best case scenario would be online co-op, right?
Yes.
Multiplayer. And even better if they do four players. Like a four-player lobby. That would be sick.
Damn.
Right?
That would be sick. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think...
Not only that, but like... You know, for the Vita version and the PlayStation 3 version, people can play on the Vita as well as, you know, playing against people on the PS3.
Oh, yeah.
Cross-platform play. Shit.
Cross-platform online play would be boss. That's one of the main features that I've been, like, lately has been, like, a little dagger to my side that's, like, I can't enjoy is local co-op. Like, Rayman Origins is one of the best features of the game is that you can have three other people with you while you run through every stage of that game. Like, you can have four people playing at once to beat those stages, right? But I don't know anybody else that really wants to play that game or that's any good, right? So, like, if I play that and I'm with somebody else, probably female, she's gonna suck at that shit, right? She's not gonna be able to, like, keep up on the later levels, you know? It's kind of like Little Big Planet. Little Big Planet is a little easier, right? Mm-hmm. But, well, no, Little Big Planet is a lot easier than Rayman Origins when you get into the real deep stages. So, you know, it kind of sucks to not have, like, a bunch of friends that you could just... It would be cool if I was still in college and I had, like, I was in a dorm or something and, you know, and you have a bunch of people down the hall and you'd be like, yo, come play this shit, you know? Like those days or whatever. Yeah. But I'm not mad at that. Because I ain't broke. I ain't a broke college dude. So fuck. You can have that co-op shit. Life is all about is about sacrifices and trades. But yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So yeah. Rayman Legends. So,
we're excited about that game.
Yep.
Definitely.
Next on the agenda.
Next on the agenda.
So, yo, you've been playing Street Fighter X Cross Tekken, right?
No.
No? I saw you playing that on Xbox. That wasn't
no,
you?
No, I've not been playing it.
Damn. Okay.
I wanted to play it, but then that weird shit happened with my 360 the other day, mm-hmm. where all the sound cut out and shit, and since I've sorted it out, I've just been playing The Witcher 2, and...
That's funny, because, okay, I don't know, that's weird, I'm not on the Xbox enough, and I went to play Mass Effect 3, and I saw something, a note from you that says Gats wants friends to play Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Does that always stay there?
Yeah, because they've got that thing on it, you know, since they updated dashboard, that beacon thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a beacon, and you can write a message for whatever game, so obviously when your friends come online, they can see that beacon to, you know, you can set it to say, yo, I want friends to play this game with, so I want to see if friends can see it, and then they can just hit you up.
That's what that is.
I have not changed that shit since I first got the game.
Okay. I'm like, why does this fool have a Mortal Kombat uniform on talking about play Street Fighter Cross Tekken? I'm like, he's confused.
Whilst playing The Witcher.
Right. I'm like, Scat is confused, man. Somebody gotta get Scat and talk to this guy, man, because... He's definitely confused on his franchises. It's all good though. So yo, yeah. So fuck it. Let's get in the spotlight, and then we could talk about stuff that we like to spotlight.
Fight! Fight!
Tiger! Uppercut!
Game spotlight.
So, Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect 3?
Yeah.
Finally caved.
What?
You finally caved, bought it.
Yeah, dude, I got it for $15. Less than that.
Damn.
Yeah. Because Amazon had a sale, a one-day sale, last week, Wednesday, or was it? Or Tuesday? It was a gold box sale. And they had it for $30. And then I had, like, Amex points. And, you know, you could use Amex points on Amazon as money. You could trade Amex points for money off of stuff. And I got $15 off of $30, and I just spent, like, $14 and something cents and got it. So, yeah. I mean, shit, at $15, why would I not buy it, right? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait a while for it to get to that price. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just buy it, you know? I don't have that many new games that I'm into that I wanna play, so even if I'm just gonna let it sit, it's still a cool price to get it for brand new. Free shipping and all that. So yeah, I bought it, played about an hour of it, and they did some, yeah, it's upgraded. Like, they upgraded the fluidity of the controls. Like, the shooting feels snappier, the movement feels snappier, the graphics look better. Not a giant leap better, but everything does seem a lot better. Like, even the pacing of it, jumping in it, it's way faster than the first game. Like, the first game doesn't really get good till, like, you get, like, to the, you know, second quarter of the game. So, this game starts off, and it's like shit hits the fan, you know? So did you get to play it?
I'm not a Mass Effect fan whatsoever.
Oh, really? Did you play part 2?
I've got part 1.
Right.
I remember when I picked up part 1. I've still got it here, actually. I remember when I picked that up. I played a couple of hours of it. Couldn't get into it. I mean, that kind of, like, sci-fi RPG shit is just not for me.
Oh, really?
Whatsoever.
I hated part 2. Remember, I bought that shit full price.
Yeah.
Fell asleep on it twice. I literally fell asleep playing this shit twice. Sent it back. They had this crazy sale on Amazon. I got it for $1. I got Mass Effect 2 for $1. I was like, fuck, for $1, right? I bought it for $1. And then I got snowed in last year. There was this crazy snowstorm in Atlanta. You couldn't go anywhere. The city was shut down. And I had nothing to do. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to play Mass Effect 2. Literally, it was like the city was on shutdown, dude. And I played Mass Effect 2. Beat that shit, loved it. Got into it. And then yeah, so now I'm playing part 3 and it's cool. Yeah, I think it's worth giving it a shot. I think you would like it. Well, I think you're not necessarily into sci-fi.
No.
Robots. See, and shit.
When I think of Mass Effect, I think aliens and galaxies and shit, whereas I prefer elves
and orcs and that bullshit,
knights and castles and all that kind of shit.
Fuck that shit.
You know that. That's why,
dude. We talk about
scrolls.
We talk about
Demon Souls,
Brooklyn 3000, man. Brooklyn 4000. We ain't got time for that shit. from back in the day, man. You talking about robots and fucking laser beams and hyperdrive beaming motherfuckers up.
What that shit?
Beaming motherfuckers up. Nah, Mass Effect, I think you would like it if you gave it a shot, though. But you don't like Star Wars either, do you?
No.
Oh, God, Scat. What?
See, but who
failed you, Scat? Who failed you? Who failed you, Scat? Who failed you?
It's just not my...
Who failed
my
you, Scat?
...kind of thing. I've never been...
You got beat up by a robot when you were younger?
You know, I like certain, like, sci-fi films, if you even call them sci-fi, but I've...
You like Firefly?
Been a fan of... Huh?
You ever watch Firefly?
No.
Shit's awesome. It's like a sci-fi western movie. It's like a cowboy. If you could imagine there being cowboys in outer space, that's what Firefly is like. Shit's awesome. Doesn't that shit sound crazy though? Sounds dope though. Yeah. That's what that shit's like. It's awesome.
But you know, the thing about Mass Effect is because it is a trilogy, I'd have to go back and play the first game.
Nah, you could start from the second. I started from the second, and like, the second is the meat of the story. So like, you totally figure out what happened in the first game by the time you get to the second game easily.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it's not whatever.
I'm set with RPGs at the moment. You know.
But anyway,
there's many knights. Castle RPGs that
bleh.
I'm playing right now,
bleh.
So I'm happy. I'm in RPG heaven right now. Serious.
Oh, cause you have that Skyrim shit, and then you also have that, what's that other shit that just came out?
I've got The Witcher got Skyrim too. And then when I beat The Witcher, I'm picking up like Kingdoms of Amalur, and then Dragon's Dogma's out next month.
Fuck,
which played the demo of, which was,
you know, sick of dragons and shit, dude, and swords.
Hell no.
Fuck a sword.
Hell no.
Give me a laser. You grab a sword. I'll grab a laser. We'll see who fucking leaves. Laser right through your fucking shield, dude. Pew 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 pew.
This is the shit I love.
Pew pew.
I was addicted to those Lord of the Rings films when they first came.
Oh no, I love those. I love Lord of the Rings. Don't get me wrong. I'm good for, like, you know, Game of Thrones. Have you been watching that?
I've not watched
it. Oh my god, dude. What are you waiting for?
I'm wanting to pick it up on Blu-ray.
Yes, I got the Blu-ray set, dude. It's a gift.
That's what awesome. I need to put it
on. Yo, you'll love that shit. That's exactly what this
Blu-ray
is.
Blu-ray box sets cost like so much and shit, so once that drops in price...
Amazon had it on sale, dude.
Your Amazon.
Yeah, the best one. Anyway, we're getting off topic. So, Mass Effect 3, so far, I'm liking the pacing of it. I will talk more later. One thing we did forget to mention was the whole God of War Ascension announcement, right? Or did we talk about that last week?
We talked about that last week.
Oh, I guess there's not much to say anyway. It's a prequel. Kratos. Oh yeah, we did, because I was saying I spoiled the whole ending of God of War 3. yeah, buddy. I don't know, dude. That's all I got. I mean, Street Fighter X Tekken Cross Tekken was patched. The patch was supposed to correct the glitches online, right? The sound glitches.
Oh, they've released that then?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I've got a reason to put it back in there.
Yeah. Let me just double check. But I saw your PSN Plus doesn't automatically download patches for you.
I've got it on 360.
Oh, sorry. They have another patch coming out in mid-May. That's going to fix the infinite combos and stuff. So we shall see. They've already added a replay analyzer and additional gems.
I need to get back on that game. I was enjoying it. I think it was just, after we actually spoke about it on the podcast, and you know, we spoke about the gem system and that and all that bullshit. And then obviously after I played Talon and he was kicking me ass with all that frame trap shit, that just turned me right off the game. And I was like, yo, fuck this shit.
All that gem shit is whack, son. Like, fuck a gem.
Hell yeah.
Fucking RPG in my fighting game, dude. Don't need that. Do not want that. Sorry. Yeah, man. That's all I got for this week. You have anything you wanted to talk about before we get into what we've been playing?
No. I've not got any spotlight.
Any anecdotal notes about gaming?
No.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's go on this journey into the bullshit we've been keeping ourselves occupied with.
Games we played this week.
You go first.
Well, I actually come to think of it, a new game I have been playing this week was the Michael Jackson game on Vita. So
wait, don't you have the PS3 version of that?
Yeah.
So you should have known it was whack.
That game's so much fun. If you're a Michael Jackson fan, that shit's a lot of fun.
Oh, really? How so? Yeah, what do you do?
The PS3 version? Well, on the PS3 version, like, obviously you use the PlayStation Eye as well. Right. So obviously it, like, you do the dance moves to it, but you can also use the microphone and do the singing part and everything. So that shit's a lot of fun. That shit's hilarious. On the Vita game, the Vita game's different because it's a rhythm game where the tracks are playing and like different shapes will appear on the screen, and you've got to like either draw like a circle or tap the screen or draw arrows and shit in time with a beat. Mm-hmm. So, to be honest, I actually prefer the Vita version because it's a lot more responsive than the PS3 version. But what I found with the Vita version is that there's not as many tracks on it as there are with the console versions.
Oh,
which I was,
you got
extremely pissed off
about. Oh, shit, you got swindled.
Yeah, I weren't happy. I mean, the tracks on it are good, don't get me wrong. You know, the classics are on a Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean. But there was, from what I remember from playing on the console, there was so much that they left out. I was pissed off with that shit, you know. So I weren't so happy with that. But the game's fun, a lot of fun actually. Playing on medium, like there's three difficulties. Like rookie, medium, and hard. The rookie difficulty is obviously like really easy, but you know, it's like a casual thing, you know, just while listening to the tracks, you know. Medium, it poses a bit more of a challenge to it, because like the shapes come a lot faster, and it's different shapes that you have to like tap onto the screen and shit. Like in quick succession. Like hard difficulty though, that shit is like, that's to the extreme where the game just is not even fun anymore. It's like I tried to play some of the tracks on the hard difficulty and that shit was just impossible for me, because you're trying to, you know, think out the rhythm with both hands at the same time, and you're like this way, that way, this way, this, and man, that shit's just not fun for me. But play medium is like the happy medium. Yeah, I'm happy with that. Put a bit of a challenge, but still fun, you know. And but yeah, the worst thing about it though, obviously, like I say, is like the track listing. It's like I think there's like 10 tracks on there, possibly not even that. So they should have added some more. But that's that. I've been playing MotorStorm Arctic Edge, as we've already said. I've been playing that shit on my working version on the Vita and shit. You know, that game's a lot of fun. To be honest, I don't think the online works on that game.
Oh,
on
really?
I tried it, and it kept saying fatal network error.
Damn.
It just kept saying that. So it was a shame, but considering you ain't got that shit anyway, I guess.
Guess I'll never
don't
be
really
king
bother
of that.
Me.
Guess I'll never be king of that game.
Never. So we'll be playing that. I played. Oh, they dropped the DLC for FIFA this week, which is probably the biggest waste of money I've spent all year.
How much was?
Serious. The DLC was $15.99. Basically, what it was, right? Because we've got. There's like a big tournament this year, like the European Championship, the European tournament, the Euros. So what EA usually do around like World Cup time, around Euros time, they usually release like a standalone title,
mm-hmm.
Not a standalone FIFA game.
So FIFA World Cup or some shit.
Yeah, FIFA World Cup. So they usually release that. But this year, for the Euros, they decided to just release an expansion to FIFA, like DLC, instead of like the standalone full retail price,
mm-hmm.
blah blah blah. So anyway, they fucked that shit up so bad, honestly. It's like there's like so many nations in Europe, you know, so many nations taking part in this tournament. One of the host nations, like these two nations that are hosting the Euros this year,
mm-hmm.
they haven't even got the license for one of those nations. In fact, I think there's like there's 50 something nations included in the game, and only about half of them are licensed.
That's so probably why they didn't go ahead and release the whole game. They probably have problems.
So what that means, when if the teams are licensed, that means obviously all the real players, the real stadiums,
right.
They're all there.
Uniforms.
The unlicensed ones are all just generic people, made up people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bullshit in itself, you know. And that ain't even the worst part. The worst part is I can't play the fucking game because it keeps crashing on me every time I try and play it.
Oh, no.
They released a broken thing. They released it. I think I played like three matches, and then ever since I tried playing it, this is from Monday it dropped, ever since it should be crashing, and like they were like, oh, we're looking into it as a workaround, what you need to do, you need to delete the DLC and then re-download that shit, and that shit's like a 700 megabyte fucking download. I thought, you know what? Fuck this shit. Patch this game and make it work before I start downloading 700 megabyte DLCs again. You know, the shit ain't even that good anyway. You know, for me even to want to do that. So I'm pissed off with that. I'm pissed off with EA. As I'm always pissed off with EA about something. Releasing broken shit. I mean, whatever happens to fucking quality assurance and shit, you know?
They got your money.
I mean, this is football. This is a big game. You know, this is the Euros. You know, Europe is hyped for the tournament, you know. Don't be fucking shit up like this, EA. You know? I don't know. So, I've not been playing that, as it were. It keeps breaking. I've been on a Witcher 2, though, and the Witcher 2 is just like...
Awesome.
Dope.
Really?
Super dope.
Better than Skyrim? Come on, dude. You gotta pick one game. Which one is it?
you can't ask me that because...
Why?
I'm not that...
I just asked you.
I can't answer that, though. Because I've put in 115 hours into Skyrim, and I'm only on chapter 1 of The Witcher.
Okay. Well, I need to ask you next week, then.
You can ask me next week. We'll see. But I'm having a lot of fun with the game. The difficulty is... To be honest, it reminds me of Dark Souls in that the game's difficult, but whenever you die, you want one more go at it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It has that kind of effect on you.
Rapes
like,
your mind.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you know. It's not as difficult as like Demon's Souls and Dark Souls, but but the difficulty is there. So for instance, like, you could be swiping at an enemy and it takes a lot of hits for them to go down, whereas they can hit you 3 times and that'll kill you. And because whenever you encounter these enemies, they're usually in a pack, you know, so it's like a group of them.
Right.
Obviously you die a lot easier, you know, you get surrounded. So like I mentioned last week, it is a lot about, you know, you have to think about it before you go into these battles and shit.
So what else have you been playing?
I played the Dragon's Dogma demo that Capcom released this week, which I actually really enjoyed. That's another RPG. That game's looking to be shaping up to be really good, but as we all know, it's Capcom, so you know how they like to do their consumers, so we'll see about this one.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, but we'll see. But I really enjoyed the demo. It looked great. It played great. It is another action RPG. The combat was really good. So it's one I'm looking out for. But like I say, Capcom, we'll see. What else have I been playing? I've been playing FIFA Street, which I'm not too happy about either at this moment in time, just because they hold back all the best stuff from you, so like you level your character right up.
Damn.
And the shit just feels clunky as hell. Been playing that. I've been playing Wipeout on here this week.
Mm-hmm. Not beating nobody's times, I'm sure.
I beat your shit. I beat yours on that on one of the zones.
Fuck out of here.
Zoning? Hell yeah. I think you got like to zone 33 on one of them, and I got to like 36, and it was like, ha ha.
We'll see about that, buddy.
And I was actually enjoying it a lot more because I actually figured out how to do the side shift thing. Cause I was like, what? Why the fuck do I keep driving into walls and shit? And then I realized there's a side shift button. Now I figured out where that button is. I was enjoying it a lot more. So hell yeah. You don't want to see this. You get your ass beat on that game now. So that's a challenge, by the way. Feel free to accept that shit.
Oh, you yeah, want. I will, motherfucker.
You know?
I'll totally beat your bullshit ass time. I was probably in the airport doing that shit. I probably had to close the Vita because I had to get on my plane. Talk shit. Yeah.
So Yeah, I think that's all I've been playing this week.
Okay, so I've been playing not that much, so it should be quick. I've been playing mostly Metal Gear Solid 4. Yes. I know I posted about it. Shit's awesome. Got back into it. Tranking bitches. I'm on a no-kill playthrough, even though I killed 8 people already.
That shit matters. It's not like they've bothered to patch trophies for that game.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, and you could go by your highest ranking, and the game is made for you to play through multiple times because it has New Game Plus, so when you beat it, when you start a new playthrough with the same old save, it has a star next to your save, and then the weapons that you had before you continue with, right? The costumes and all of that stuff you can still have and weapons, so that's pretty cool. Like, there's certain weapons that you have to find that are really advantageous into beating the game really quick. And I didn't realize that the more you play it, the quicker the game is to get through. And there's all these little tricks you could do and stuff. It's just so crazy how it holds up in terms of graphics and sound. And it looks really good. I think the biggest problem is still the fact that the cutscenes are so goddamn long, but
I think there's two things that put me off going back to that game. One of them is obviously no trophies, and the other one is the fact that you have to install that shit at fucking certain points.
Yeah, but
in the game.
Install takes 3 minutes, though. Like, honestly, the installs that I've had to do have been 3 minutes long between stages, so that is not really a big deal.
That shit. I don't even understand why they have to do that shit.
Because I guess they didn't have their data streaming set up right. But if you look at the quality of the graphics they're pushing, you see why. Like, they're pushing graphics better than most games are pushing right now, you know? Like, really boot that shit up and play it and look at the quality of the images. It looks really damn good for a game that came out 3 years ago. You know? Or 4 years ago, right?
4 years.
Four years ago. It looks better than most games look now. So, I mean, I get it. I think it's a fair trade-off, but obviously there's these rumors now about Metal Gear Solid 5, and I really want to see what he's going to do with that. You know, there's rumors that it's going to be a flashback prequel, you know, where you play Big Boss, because obviously Snake is... Anyway, no spoilers. But yeah, so... So, I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun with Metal Gear Solid 4 again. I think it's a game that's meant to be replayed because of the all the different ways you could take it on. Like, you could do a murder type of playthrough. You could do a stealth playthrough. Like, the first time I played through it, I was definitely shooting everybody with silencers. That was my thing, you know. I would just put silencers on weapons and shoot people. But now I'm doing the whole tranquilizing the bosses and not killing the bosses with rocket launchers and stuff like that. And it's way different, you know, so it's pretty fun. Like, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I've also been playing Rayman Origins a lot. Loving that. And Mass Effect 3, started playing that. And let's see. On Vita, I've been playing Disgaea 3, which is fun, and it's a strategy RPG, and I like it. Like, I like the fact that I could just pick it up, do a stage, and then put it down, and I like the whole, like, planning out your strategy on how you want to take out this room of enemies, and who do you want to put in what area, and what type of attacks, and do you want to do a team attack. Like, I actually like the strategy behind it. I'm having a lot of fun with that game, and I'm glad that I took the chance to try something that I would normally not play, you know? So yeah, I'm in level 7 and I'm having fun with it. I think it's a cool game. Definitely looking forward to seeing how that goes, you know. And Ridge Racer Vita, been playing that off and on. That's about it. That's all I got. Yeah.
Oh, just something that we missed off in the news, something that has actually got me really excited, is Shinji Mikami.
Yes.
His new game is going to be a survival horror.
Yeah, that is in the news. I forgot about that. His last game, what was his last game? Do you remember?
Wait, Vanquish?
Yeah.
No, Shadows of the Damned.
Shadows of the Damned.
It was one of them.
It was Shadows of the Damned, but before that was Vanquish. Shadows of the Damned was his game with Suda 51, 57, whatever the fuck, Suda. Yeah, and that game was good. I actually bought it for like cheap on GameFly. Oh, you know what else I bought on GameFly? I bought MotorStorm Apocalypse back. I paid 14 bucks for it on GameFly. So,
Fuck that single player shit. Just jump into the online, because online it's great. I really enjoyed the online, and people are still playing that shit as well.
I'll try it. I'll give it a shot. I'll give it the old college try.
You know, so
we'll see.
Hell yeah.
We'll do that. So I don't know what else. There's nothing really coming out this week, right? What's coming out?
Nothing. I don't think, no. Well, other than the PlayStation Plus stuff this week, the free Max Payne.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I don't really think there's anything.
Yeah, I don't think anything either. So we'll be back next week with some further with word on whether Skyrim is better than Scat's new favorite game. Witcher 2, and we'll also be back with more Mass Effect 3 impressions for those that haven't beat it. And check us on iTunes, type in Game Mix, and visit us on BrooklynKing.com. And we are out, bitches.
Peace. Happy birthday, Shooter.
Oh, yeah, word. Happy birthday to Shooter getting crazy blitzed in Vegas or whatever the hell he's at. So, yeah, man, have fun. And check out Dos Caminos. Oh, that shit closed down in Vegas. That was so good. Anyway, there's plenty of shit for him to try. All right, peace.
Peace.